Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We have a real treat tonight. We have an astrologer. Her name is Melissa, and all she needs is your date and time of birth, where in the year. So we're going to get on with the show. I'm going to bring her on. Hi, Melissa. Welcome. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm good. Everybody's excited.
Yeah, it's always good to understand your life purpose, your path, what the wounds that you bring into this lifetime, anything about that you can really understand yourself better is always good to explore.
And that everybody's so excited to hear what, you know. Now, when you do this tonight, you'll be doing like a quick progress. Is that what you call it?
I'll just be looking at their natal chart. So how it works in the astrology world is when I do charts, I actually only read the natal chart one time because people, you know, they kind of understand their lessons and more about themselves. And then they come back every year, and I do a solar return chart. Since the sun changes houses every month, so every year for that particular person, the sun can be in a different house. And what
okay.
that means is really what to focus on for that year.
So that's what you'll be doing tonight for these folks?
Yeah, I'm just going to do a quick life purpose reading, and it's, you know, if they want to know, it's really about understanding the lunar nodes, which are the elliptical points in the sky, and they're very karmic. So you come in from the south node, that's the karma that you bring into this lifetime, and you're trying to get to the north node, which is usually the polarity of the sign. So go ahead.
I said neat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's life-changing. I know for me as an astrologer, when I started to understand what my nodes were, I stopped being on that cogwheel of life, meaning I stopped attracting the same type of people who didn't serve me. I stopped dating the same type of men. I stopped attracting the same type of job. It's really a life changer because it really, you really understand who you are and why you fear certain things and why you gravitate towards certain things and why you stay stuck in certain things. So,
interesting.
Yeah, I look at it as, you know, heal thyself. And then pay it forward and help other people heal.
Okay, so I guess we'll get started.
Okay.
775. Hi, 775.
Hi.
What's your name? Where you're from?
Thank you, Kelly. God bless you. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova, California, and my date of birth is July the 6th, 1951, around 8:44 in the evening, in Oakland, California.
Okay, 8:44 p.m.
Well, on my certificate, it says 8:45, but for some reason, I just have an intuitive feeling it was 8:44.
Okay. I'm going to go with your intuition. And Cordova?
Rancho Cordova, near the state capital, Sacramento.
Gotcha. I'm actually entering all this into my astrology program. That's why I sound like I'm talking. Okay. So, Wendy, July 6, 1951, 8:44 p.m., Rancho Cordova, California. Correct?
Yeah. But I was born in Oakland.
Oh, you were born in Oakland. Okay. Let me go ahead and change that really quick.
Yeah, you have to have where you're born because that's how she figures it out.
Interesting. Thank you.
Yeah. Oakland. It's so funny. You see the same names of cities, and they encompass many different states. So, okay. So, what I'm going to do for you, Wendy, is I'm going to just give you a brief snapshot of what I see in your chart.
Okay.
And, this is like I said, it's really focused on your lunar nodes, which are the elliptical points in the sky. And it's really about the karma that you bring in, and you're trying, it comes from the moon, and you're trying to get to the sun, which is the, for a lot of people, it could be a little bit challenging, but as we read through this, you'll get what I'm talking about. So in this life, and I'm going to talk a little astrology, but then I'm going to say what it means in layman's terms. So if I look at your chart, your south node is in Virgo, and it's in retrograde. And it's in the eighth house. And your north node is in Pisces in the second house. So you're the type of person that you have all this nervous energy in your head. You know, you're always worried about things. And you also might feel like you want to be protected because the eighth house is an unconscious house. It's ruled by Scorpio, although yours is ruled by Leo. And so really for this lifetime, you know that phrase, let that shit go? That's your motto. That's really your motto because it's really about you stepping into your spiritual sense of being, of who you are, and possibly building a business in that. I don't know what you do, but if that's something that you've kind of thought about or, you know, is that something? I mean, are you very into the spiritual kind of world? And obviously you are.
I'm extremely spiritual.
Okay.
I am a Christian. I'm very intuitive. What did you say my motto should be?
I'm sorry?
What did you say my motto is?
I said, and pardon my French, let that shit go. Because you're always, you're probably the type of person. I do hold on to stuff. Yeah, and you're always, you know, with that Virgo energy in the south node, it could make you the type of person to worry a lot. You're always worrying and thinking and, oh, my gosh, you know, it's always about those details in life that can drive you insane, and you have all this stuff on your head all the time. So it's time to kind of think of that Piscean energy where you're kind of like that fish, you're that mutable fish. You know, you're taking things in a fashion that is fluid and not so worrisome. Again, this is a hard thing to kind of change the brain. But I feel that if you get into this energy, it's going to raise your level of consciousness. And you're just going to, and I'm not saying that you're not a happy person, but it's going to feel good. It's going to feel good. And what I tell my clients is to have a little altar, you know, where they can put all their stuff that's meaningful to them, whether it's crystals or, you know, religious, you know, kind of items or anything that calls to them. And they go there a couple of times a day to kind of either to decompress or to get into that energy, you know, because again, mm-hmm. everything in this lifetime takes work, right? We work mm-hmm. at jobs, we work at our relationships. Well, the same thing with the chart and our spirituality. It doesn't necessarily come natural per se, but it does come if we work it. Does this all make sense?
Actually, it does. I enjoy being detail oriented, and I'm into numerology, and I'm just sensing. Even my gift certificate, I mean my birth certificate says born at 8:45 p.m. I like 8:44 better, but I do hold on to stuff. You're right, emotionally, and.
Because it's in the eighth house, so that would make sense because the eighth house is an unconscious house and it's very deep. And this is like stuff that, this is very personal stuff. It's not stuff that anybody around you would know per se, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're really good at keeping things close to you, you know? I also feel because your sun is in the sixth house and you have Uranus and you have Mars there, I feel like, and it's all ruled by Cancer, you're a very nurturing person and you're like just a natural healer. You're a natural healer.
I know. I have felt that, yes.
One other thing I wanted to tell you. So another thing I do when I do readings is I focus on Chiron. Chiron being the wounded healer. There's a whole story about Chiron in Greek mythology. And it's the wounds that we try to overcome in this lifetime. And yours is in Sagittarius, and it's in the 12th house. So I feel a lot of times when somebody has Chiron and Sagittarius, they could be confused about their life path or, you know, what they're supposed to do or how they focus, you know, what is their path. And when I mean path and purpose, people think job or they think, you know, their relationship with family or their relationship with, you know, their children or whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that special place for you that you feel the best about who you are, just you. You know, we all have DNA. We're all individuals, right? And where mm-hmm. you can basically expand your state of consciousness. So I feel for you that where you go kind of like you, when things maybe get too tough or when you're confused, you kind of isolate yourself. You know, you kind of go to a place where you just want to, like, it could be too much for you. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And well, so I would say the way to overcome that is to push through that, and whatever you fear or whatever you're, like, you know, feeling confused about or is to not isolate yourself. Do the opposite of what you would normally do. I mean, if it means going out in a group setting, that with people, with, you know, with your kind of your soul tribe, if it means taking a walk in nature, or maybe planning a spiritual type trip, you know, because it's really about overcoming our wounds.
Well,
so we
thank
can
you.
Grow. And I. Oh, okay.
Thank
I'm
you,
sorry.
Melissa. We'll have to do those shorter snapshots because we got lots more people. I hope that helped you, Wendy.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate both of you.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm a little long-winded. I'm very passionate about astrology.
Okay. Well, we just have to keep it short, sweet, and to the point.
Gotcha.
216.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name? What's your birth? Where were you born? So she can do it real quick.
My name is Sharon. I know, Kelsey. So Sharon, September 1st, 1965.
Sharon?
September 1st.
I'm sorry. September 1st, 1965. Uh-huh. What was the time?
11:33 p.m.
11:33 p.m. I'm sorry, I missed that. 11 what?
11:33 p.m., she said.
Okay.
And where were you born at, hon?
Livonia, Michigan. Do you want me to spell it for you?
That would be great.
A lot of people get it wrong. Livonia. So LIV as in Victor, ONIA. Livonia, Michigan.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me, see it right there. Okay, I'll be faster this time.
No offense.
Okay.
I'm from Michigan,
no,
too. I'm from Clare.
Oh, I didn't know that. We can't ask questions, right, Kelly? No questions?
Yeah, you can ask her a question.
Yeah, so I'm going to do, you want me to do your life path really quick, and then you can ask me a question?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so your south node is in Sagittarius in the sixth house. It is in retrograde. Your north node is in Gemini in the 12th house. And what that means is, Sharon, you have this expansive amount of knowledge. You're the type of person that you seek knowledge. You're a note taker. It's in the 6th house, so like our last caller, you could have this worrisome energy too, because you want answers to things. You want answers to things, so you're constantly searching for answers. But you really came here to, again, it's interesting because I see this a lot in my classes too, like people call. So you came here to step into your spiritual and to really listen to the knowledge that you already know and speak the knowledge that you already know and subconsciously listen to this knowledge, because you really do have all the answers. You just have to believe it. Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense. There's so many nodes. I know somebody told me that I was Pisces in my node. That's what I was told. But you know what? It was probably a different node. There's north, south, east, and west. But anyhow, I'll ask you a question real quick.
Sure.
Okay. About a month ago, 3 weeks ago, I had a shocker at work. They eliminated my department, and they moved me to another department. All of us, we all have different jobs. I'm learning it. It's fine. It's nothing that I would have chosen. If I post for another job, do I have a good chance of getting another job in that company? I'm still going to do my very best at the current one I'm at now. But I don't, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Oh, it was a shocker.
Absolutely.
I'm so grateful my job was kept. Oh, my, or they didn't get rid of me.
Absolutely. I'm looking at your transits right now. So transits are the transiting planets hitting your natal chart. I feel like you're going to get some really, really good news on the 25th of this month. That's going to be a really, really good day for you. Is that kind of the, you know, within the next couple weeks
that is
where they're
going to
make
couple...
decisions?
Oh, no, I haven't applied for anything yet. I was given
okay.
this job. This is a new job. They just put me in it because I have the skills and the thing on help training people. I'm going to post for another position if something comes up that I enjoy. But that doesn't necessarily, I'm not going to get good news. That could be a news of a job that popped up on their site. You know what I'm saying? So you could be right about that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For the news. Okay.
Where do you live? Do you currently live where you were born?
No, I live in Westlake, Ohio.
Westlake, okay. I just want to look at this really quick because, and then
no.
I know, yeah.
Kelly's with other callers. It's not fair.
Westlake, okay. Westlake, Ohio. Because I wanted to see. I feel like I definitely, with Pluto in your 10th house this year, definitely a job change for sure. It's really positively affecting Uranus in the second house. So
Okay. Whatever
job you apply for, I think it's going to work for you. You know, it could be a really good thing. So I would say use your intuition. If it feels right, listen to your body and go ahead and go for it.
Thank you. I believe in astrology too. I only with the houses, not when you pick a Virgo out of the magazine. I believe in it.
This really quick. I just want to make an announcement to the listeners too. Really quick. In the 1940s, that's what they did. It was a newspaper in Britain that started to do that, that started to focus just on the sun sign, and that's where it becomes not realistic because the sun is only what we show to the world. It's not all of our charts. So.
All right. Kelly, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night, huh?
Thank you.
As usual.
All right. All right. Next. 904.
Hello.
Hi, 904.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Stacy, 12/16/72. And I was born in Spanish. 16.
12/16/72. So, 16th of December, 1972.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the time?
8:30 p.m.
8:30 p.m. in the city state?
It's Spanish Town, Jamaica.
Spanish Town, Jamaica. Is it two words?
Yes.
Oh, I see it right there. Okay, yeah, I see it pop right up. Awesome. Okay.
Hush, Josie.
I'll say this, your south node is in the 12th house in Cancer, and your north node is in the 6th house in Capricorn. So you're the type of person that, first of all, you're the type of person that likes to, you know, I don't want to say isolate yourself, but you like that alone time. And also you're pretty attached to family. Now this could people say, well, I don't have any relationship with my family. It doesn't necessarily mean your direct family or your birth family. It could mean just the family unit in general. So you came here to build a business, like put a plan, a business plan together, and it's really all about your reputation, because the North Node in Capricorn is about somebody's reputation and them, you know, having that big career, or even if they are working, it's really about, you know, what are they intuitively, what are they drawn to, you know, what is going to make them, you know, come out of their shell or be like, wow, I could see myself doing this. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so that whatever you feel in your heart that you want to do,
mm-hmm.
do it. You know, build that business plan. Put pen to paper. Sketch it out and do it, because it will be successful.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, how do people get a hold of you, Melissa?
Yeah, so my website is www.mmastrovibes.com, and I have an area where you can search my readings, and you can go ahead and schedule them right from my website.
Okay, and you guys can get a hold of me, KellyJoePsychic.com. Or call me 561-333-5267. Thank you for doing this. This is so fun. Everybody's enjoying it. Okay, 860.
Hello?
Hi, 860. Your birth date, birth time, where you were born in?
Sure. It's funny. I'm the year after the previous one, so I'm 12-16-73.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
12-16-73.
And the time is 9:44 a.m.
9:44 a.m. And what is your first name?
Yep. The Amla is my first name.
I'm sorry, what is it?
It's unique. It's Amla.
Amla, okay.
Yeah.
Amla.
Yeah.
Got you. And the place where you were born.
Yeah, the town is New, like N-E-W, Britain, B-R-I-T-A-I-N, New Britain, Connecticut.
Gotcha. Popped right up.
Yes.
So let me see here. So this is interesting. The nodes have changed. Because sometimes, you know, depending on the birth year, the nodes can change. I mean, the nodes change, just a little side note, every 18 months. So it's not, I wasn't sure about 73, but anyway. Okay. So your life purpose, your south node is in Gemini in the fifth house. And
okay.
Your north node is in Sagittarius in the 11th house. So what that means is you are the type of person that you get very distracted very easily. Like you'll be doing something and then something can come up and you'll be like, okay, it's that Gemini energy, you know.
Yeah.
Geminis tend to get very distracted, and especially in a south node where it's almost like you have all this useless information in your head. And then when a problem happens, because it's in the fifth house and it's represented by Leo, you can think it's all about you. You're like, okay, what did I do? Is this about me? Or what can I do to figure this out? Because this is crazy. So what you came here to do is to see the big picture of things. And I feel like doing something for the collective, like groups of people where you're, and these groups of people can be anywhere around the United States. You can even go globally. I mean, it can be just whatever it is that calls to you, you know, that speaks to you, because it's really about about groups, about you. It could be you teaching,
yeah,
doing something that, you know, something that's passionate to you. Does that resonate?
Yeah, that makes, it makes complete sense, actually. You know, one thing I just, I'm clearing up one thing, like the Gemini, totally, I was distracted. And the funny thing is, I'm a writer and I'm a teacher myself. And so you're spot on. And it's, I have Aquarius rising, and the 11th house I know is with the North Node. It's in the Aquarius house. So, but my point is it's just interesting. When I get scatterbrained, the biggest trick is if I think about it, I just execute and I do it. Like, even if I get sidetracked, I'm like, all right, I got to just do it. That's it. And so it works with me. That's the only thing that at least honestly works with me, for me not to procrastinate. So, but you are spot
absolutely
on with that.
And one thing I would tell you is do it your way, because your ascendant is in Aquarius, and Aquarians, man, they like to do things that's out of the box thinking and move into your weirdness, because nothing's too weird in this age of Aquarius.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can I just ask about do you feel me in a relationship this year? I don't know if that's even in my nodes, or not the nodes, but yeah.
Yeah, sure. Let me look really quick. Where do you currently live? New Britain?
Yeah, I'm like 20 minutes from there. Yeah, it's pretty much the same area.
Okay. Let me see. Venus. Yeah,
what,
so I feel like because Venus is near your 12th house, that it's hidden relationships. You know, the 12th house is an unconscious house. And anything that happens this year could be quick, because it's opposing Uranus in the 6th house. I don't know if it's somebody you work with, or something that you're, you know, or somebody that you see, you know, and, you know, because 6th house is house of routine, too. It's house of job. Not house of career, but it's house of job. So it's somebody that possibly, you know, just comes in your path. But it could end quick. Like, it could happen, and then it's like, okay, I got what I needed from that, and then you could move on.
Okay.
But all for our greater good, you know, that's what I'll say.
Okay. Excellent.
Thank you.
This is so fascinating. Thank you so
Isn't
much.
It cool?
And again,
yeah.
What's your website again? Just quickly. Please.
It's www.mmastrovibes.com. And my name is Melissa Marco, Vibrational Astrology.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you for doing this. It's so cool. All right. 203.
Love it.
Hi, 203.
Oh, hi. Apologies. I just tuned in, wondering if I could ask for a general reading.
No, we need your name, birthday. This is with astrology. Name, birthday.
Okay.
And where you are born. And
great. Okay. It's Pat. And it's
Pat?
Pat, 7/12/1953.
Okay.
New Haven,
yep.
Connecticut. And do you want the time?
Yes, the time.
11:51 a.m.
New Haven, Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And just a little side note, that's my son's birthday. So.
Oh, wow. How old is he?
Yeah. Oh, wow. So interesting. He's the opposite
of
you.
How old is he?
He just turned 24. So,
oh,
yeah.
Great. Wonderful.
So, okay, so Pat, July 12th, 1953, 11:51 a.m., New Haven, Connecticut, correct?
Correct, yeah, thank you.
Okay, so what I see here is your south node is in Leo, and your north node, your south node is in Leo in the 10th house, and your north node is in Aquarius in the 4th house.
Can you tell us what the 10th and the 4th house means? Because not everybody knows what the houses mean.
I will, absolutely. Yep, I'm just stating what it is, and then I'm gonna tell her exactly what this means. So what this means is when you're dealing with family situations, go to the logical place in your mind, because you're the type of person that you are very much into your heart, you know?
Yes.
You overthink things and you think it's about you,
yes.
You know? And so when you transfer from Leo to Aquarius, Aquarius is all about the mind and the logic. And you kind of have to leave the heart behind, if that makes sense. It's like it's not about you. It's just, okay, what's the logical response? And since it's in the fourth house is about family. So whatever family situation you're in, use your logical mind. And that way you're not hurt all the time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, very much so. Is that, what's the word, stationary? Is it always in those houses?
Yeah, so how it works for your birth chart, this is your lifelong lesson.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the birth chart is, it changes every year. Think of it as a cast of characters in a play. It changes every year, but this is a lifetime, you know, your lifetime node. So I would say if you're in a situation, use logic and don't get so bent out of shape and don't think it's all about you, because it's probably not. It's probably something about whatever they have going on, or, you know, but this is just a small snapshot of what I see.
Okay.
I hope that helps, Matt.
Yeah, that's a challenge. It rings true and is a challenge. I will be thinking about that a lot. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. Have a good night.
Have
Thank
a great
you.
Night.
You too.
Okay. 480. Hi, 480.
Oops, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's your time and your date and where you were born?
My name is Shiloh, Shiloh. Last name's Brian, Bryan. I was born on 3/18/74 at 1:03 p.m. 3/18/74.
Gotcha.
Yeah. At 1:03 p.m. in Key West, Florida.
Okay. I'm sorry, 3:01 p.m. Key West?
1:03 p.m.
1:03 p.m.
Yeah.
1:03 p.m. Key West. Key West, Florida. I love Key West. Okay.
I don't remember it.
I know, right?
Yeah, but it's a good place to be born from.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Okay, like I've been doing with the other callers, I say what it is first. And the reason why I do that is because anybody wants to kind of investigate it further. And then I talk about the energy. So your south node is in Gemini in the 12th house in retrograde. And your north node is in Sagittarius in the 6th house. And I'll just say this for all your callers, is when nodes are in retrograde, there is a block there. So they feel like they're doing the same thing all the time. There's, you know, sometimes it takes a
little
bit longer to learn the lesson, so to speak. So, you know, and people get it. So anyway, you, I would imagine, have a lot of trouble sleeping at night. Your mind constantly goes, and you're wondering, why am I thinking about all this craziness and things that don't really matter? Because having that Gemini in the 12th house, it's all subconscious stuff, you know. You definitely need to have an altar where you have to decompress, you know, and get yourself...
Excuse me, the other lady, you need to turn your thing down because we got an echo.
Who, me?
You.
Oh, I don't have anything on. I'm just on my phone.
Okay, I don't know why we have an echo. Okay, no problem.
I don't hear it.
Oh. So I would say definitely for you, Shiloh, you want to have, like I was telling some other callers, the altar where you can decompress, you know, so you can, you know, you can kind of get a hold of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because your purpose in this lifetime, I feel like, are you in healthcare?
No, I work with animals.
No, you work with animals. You do something like,
yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Because sixth house is also small. It's also small animals. So it's healthcare and small animals. And the houses, by the way, can mean 50 different things. So I feel like in this lifetime, it's really about understanding the big picture. And again, you're a natural healer. You're a healer. You can use a lot of this Piscean 12th house energy to help heal and make the world a better place. Does that resonate with you?
A lot of it, yeah. I don't know how I would heal anybody or anything, but...
You're probably healing animals.
True, okay.
You know, so use that. You know, here's the thing. What I tell people is, I don't know what I can do with this. Try different things that resonate with you. You know, and
okay.
For you, the first thing that I would tell you is to get that altar. Build that altar. Altar being, put an altar somewhere. That's your sacred space. Put crystals or anything that calls to you and go there at least a minimum twice a day because it's really about reigning that Gemini in the south and getting your mind and... So you can get into that lucid thought process that you're not being so distracted.
Okay.
But, listen, at the end of the day, we are not bound by our chart. We have the ability to manifest. We have the ability to do so much more than we've been conditioned to believe.
Right.
Because thoughts become actions. And it's just reining ourselves in and saying, okay, this is what calls to me, and this is what I command from the universe. I'm not going to beg and plead. That's slave mentality. I'm going to command. Does that make sense?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't done any of it, so.
Yeah, no, and I know it's tough with that Gemini in the 12th house, but that's what I have.
Well, thank you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
so
it.
We
have
got
a great
time
night.
For one more. Hopefully, I don't know if we can get through all of them. We got like three more, but if the timer don't go off.
Okay.
Hi, 919.
Hello, thank you for taking the call. My name is Sandra Kay, but I go by my middle name, Kay. My date of birth is 12/29/66, 4:20 a.m.
Okay,
and
December 20, 1966, 4:20 a.m., should you say?
Yes, that's correct.
4:20 a.m. and the place, city, state.
Goldsboro, North Carolina, and it's GoldsboroSboro, uh-huh. North Carolina.
Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I see it right there. Okay. Okay. Like I did for the other callers, and I just want to say this one thing, and I know we're pressed for time, but it's interesting. This is another 12th house person. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me that everybody that forms a group that I read at once like this all has similarities in their chart. So,
wow. Okay.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Okay.
It's
so
neat. It works that way sometimes.
Right, Kelly? It really does. So, yep. Okay. Your south, like I've been reading, like I've been saying to everybody else, your south node is in Scorpio in the 12th house. And your north node is in Taurus in the 6th house. And I would say you're absolutely an entrepreneur. If you're not an entrepreneur, you came here to build something. And I feel like it's in the it's again in the health and healing area.
Yes.
And I know that because it's in retrograde, you've probably always felt blocked or like it just never really happened. Another thing that I write is you have a grand trine in your chart and it's in water. You're absolutely 100% intuitive. What you think happens, and it happens, it happens. And use that. Use that energy because that's going to – I have a grand trine in my chart, and it helps me do what I'm doing all the time. And if this is what you want to do because your grand trine's in water – so, I mean, it's very intuitive. You can read people. You can read energy.
Yes.
All of that. And that is going to help you with this business, whatever this business is or whatever you're going to build because your north node is in Taurus, so it's all about building something and not feeling like you need to hide or you need to just escape because it's the 12th house. And it's in Scorpio, so it's like, you know, think of that scorpion that hides. This is about you really coming out in the world and saying, hey, I'm Kay, and I'm here to do this. So that's what I see in your chart. And
Thank you.
Will make money.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
I said you will make money at it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Ooh,
thank you. I hope
thank
that
you
helps.
So much.
We got time for one more, and I'm sorry we can't get to everybody else. There's, like, a lot more. We'll have you on again.
We'll 727. Have to do another show.
Hi, it's Jill. Hi, Kelly. Jill.
Hello.
My birth date is 8/22/63.
Okay,
I was born at
2nd of April, 1963. Okay.
August
22/63.
Oh, August.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble.
6 a.m.
All right,
hold on.
Yeah, you're a little garbly. Say it again, please.
August 22nd, 1963
1963 is her birthday.
6:06 a.m.
What was that?
6:06 a.m.
6:06 a.m. Okay.
New York.
And where in New York?
Bronx, B-R-O-N-X.
Bronx, got it. I was born in Manhattan, so
familiar
okay.
with the air.
And if you have time for a quick question, I have one, but if not, it's okay.
Okay. So August 22nd, 1963, 6:06 a.m., Bronx, New York, correct?
Yep.
Okay, got it. Okay, got it. So your south node is in Capricorn and in the fifth house, and your north node is in Cancer in the 11th house. You're the type of person that south nodes in Capricorn, they're the workaholic. When you give them a job, they're going to do it better than anybody because they're bound by working, you know. So really in this lifetime for you, it's that balance between work and family. A lot of times, and yours is not really ass-busting your nose, so I don't know. It could be sometimes mom and dad issues, you know. But I feel like because it's in the 11th house, it's really, again, about doing something for the collective and doing it in a nurturing type of way, you know, not strictly business. Does that make sense to you? It's about nurturing.
Oh, yeah, that
people.
All resonates with me. I'm a workaholic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. I have a pending lawsuit.
Okay.
From when my mother was alive, but she's dead now, and it's supposedly going to come through soon, but I want to know if you see it coming through. And
do you live in the Bronx now?
No, I live in St. Pete, Florida.
Okay. Let me look at a couple of things here. It's with your mom? I mean, it's
yeah.
for your... Okay. This is ninth house in Jupiter. It's sextile in Chiron in the seventh house. October 13th looks really, really good. October 13th, March 11th, or March 11th of next year. Or even when I look at this too, or October 27th. The good thing for you is Jupiter is in your ninth house this year. Jupiter is the luckiest planet of the zodiac, so that could be really good for you.
Oh, great. Thank you so
yeah.
much. And every
yeah, well,
boss I've had calls me a workaholic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
No,
seriously. Now you
they
know
give...
why.
Yeah.
Now you
yeah.
know why.
Yeah. Thank you, Jill.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We got time for one more, and that's the last person. We'll see if we can get them in. 1111. Hello.
Hi. I don't want to lie. I don't know the date of my like the time I was born, but it's 11/4/84, and I just
I don't really like to do that because it's not going to give an accurate enough. I know there's some astrologers that do that, but I don't want to give you any false information or something that's you can't resonate to.
Yes, I'm
so
well, can I?
Sorry
yeah,
about
beautiful.
That.
That's beautiful. I should ask Joe Kelly. And Joe Kelly, I have a friend that's pretty far away. I'd like to know if he's going to be visiting me this year.
Yeah,
that's all I want to know.
He will visit the end of the year.
Okay, so beautiful talking to you. Thank you, Beth, for your honesty.
All
I
right,
can tell.
You're welcome,
thank you. Thank you.
All right,
thank
I
you.
Think we got everybody. I see one more there. I don't know if we did this one or not. Am I wearing you
okay.
out?
Yeah.
No,
I'm so happy you took my call.
Oh, good. I didn't get you. I'm sorry. Bad person here. Bad operator. what's your, this is the last one. What's your
birth date, your time, and where and when.
October the 14th, 1968, Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia, and at 1:24 a.m.
Okay. October 14th, 1968. I'm sorry, what was the time?
October the 14th at 1:24 a.m.
1:24 a.m. And where the place?
Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia.
Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. Overthorpe.
Oglethorpe. Yeah.
Okay, I
Fort.
See it. I actually see it. I see it. And what's your first name?
Michelle.
Michelle. So
yeah.
Really quick, October 14th, 1968, 1:24 a.m., Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia, correct?
You got it.
Got it. Okay. Okay, this one's easy for me since I know this energy very well because I'm the same. All right, so your south node is in the third house. It's in Libra. Your north node is in the ninth house in Aries. So what that means is you're the ultimate people pleaser. You always put others before yourself. Have all this nervous energy in your head. You have this, like, you constantly second-guess yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like for your past, this lifetime is to step into your power and do what you think what your life path is. Go intuitive. Go deep within inside yourself, you know, and don't listen to anybody else. That higher self knows what it wants to do, and you just have to match to that higher self. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does make sense because I do have intuition, and it's pretty strong. I mean, I know when I can trust somebody or not, but I do second guess myself. But then somebody will tell me something, and I'm like, I was just thinking that, you know, it's all the time, you know, I could see a wreck right before it happens, and then I don't know what. Yeah, it's really weird, you know, and then I second guess myself. No, it's not going to happen, you know, and then it happens.
Yeah, but
you know.
You're very. Very intuitive, yes, ma'am.
You are.
But I don't
you're
know
very.
How...
You just have to.
I don't know.
You just have to believe in you and stop listening to other people and stop trying to please other people. Just please you, and step into your own power, and things will shift in your life.
I've always been a giving girl.
I'm sorry.
I've always been a giving girl. I'm not selfish. You know, I try to think of others before myself. You know what I mean?
But what happens what happens with the South Node in Libra is that they give too much. So what they
right.
do is a lot of times they'll attract a narcissistic personality because they're not giving to themselves. They're giving too much to others, and the others are taking from them.
Yeah, I feel like I'm taking advantage of sometimes.
Absolutely. So what you're giving to others, give to you. And look at it, and it's not narcissistic. It's not anything. It's about giving. If you're looking for, you know, your purpose in others, you're never going to find it.
Right.
It's staring you right in the face because it's you. And it's really about you into your own power.
I hope
I
that helped you, hon.
Oh, yes, it does. I love talking to you guys. It's been a long time since I called you, and I'm like, I got to call them.
Well,
thank
you have
you
a
so
good
much.
Night. Thank you, Michelle.
You have a. Thank you, and y'all have a blessed one.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
Good night, all. Thank you, Michelle. We'll have you on again.
Thank you, Kelly. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.